Makos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, 1-4. The point of this Mishnah is to describe which type of contradictory testimony constitutes hazama. So it's not any kind of contradiction, it's very specific. And let me say it outside first, as I said before. It's specifically when the second group of witnesses, good old Batman and Robin, say that the first group of witnesses, Ernie and Bert, could not be giving testimony about the particular event they're discussing because at the specific time and place where they claim to have been to witness the relevant activity, says Batman and Robin, you guys weren't even there. You're with us somewhere else. So you couldn't be giving true testimony. In other words, what that second group, Batman and Robin, are saying is we don't have any opinion on whether or not the accused person, Johnny, did his thing or otherwise. We don't know. We don't care. All we know is that the people who are saying he did it, namely Ernie and Bert, definitely are lying because they weren't there at that time at that place. They're with us elsewhere. Okay, anything else doesn't constitute hazama. It's just called hakhasha, contradictory testimony. And if it's simple hakhasha, then we wouldn't know who to believe. We have sort of like two halachic facts that are inconsistent. So the Bezdin would just kind of throw up its arms and say, it's like we have no testimony, we have nothing to go on. But if the second group specifically attacks the first group and says they are illegitimate as witnesses because they were with us the time they claimed to have witnessed the crime, that is the hazama. And it's based on a pasuk, this special case. The special idea is, since the pasuk says, in talking about testimony, vehine eid sheker ha'ed, it says that he is an eid sheker, a lying witness, as opposed to eidus sheker, false testimony. So the idea is that it has to be when the second set of witnesses, good old Batman and Robin, are accusing the first group not of lying about what they're saying, but rather just simply being liars because they simply couldn't know the facts that they're claiming to know because they weren't at that time at that place. Okay. Let me see the Mishnah inside first, then we'll discuss potential lumdus why this would be so, besides for the fact that it's Gezeiras HaKasav. And really, at bedrock, it's a Gezeiras HaKasav because in truth, there's no not necessarily a great reason to believe the second group over the first group. Meaning the second group, Batman and Robin, are saying the first group, Ernie and Bert, are liars. And Ernie and Bert saying, no, we aren't liars. You guys are liars. So what do you think is kind of his word against, you know, it's Ernie and Bert's words against Batman and Robin's words. Who should we believe? And the normal rule is when we have contradictory evidence, we just essentially believe neither or both, whatever. It's just sort of a short circuit, a stalemate. But in this case, because of the Gezeiras HaKasav, the Torah says we believe the second group, Batman and Robin, who are accusing the first group of being liars because of the specific way in which they are claiming, Batman and Robin are claiming that Ernie and Bert simply couldn't know. Okay. You only say that while I'm here. There is the Ramban and others do suggest a possible rationale why this would be the case. Why this specific case of Hazama is different than other cases of Hakhasha, of simply contradictory evidence. And that is, you could look at Batman and Robin's testimony as being like a separate new Din Torah. They're not discussing whether or not Johnny did the crime. They're simply opening a new file, so to speak, making a new Din Torah and saying, we are testifying that Ernie and Bert, your witnesses in the trial, are liars because they were with us at the time. They weren't there with Johnny. So since now that's the only testimony we have in that, so to speak, that court case, and the only contradictory information we have is that Ernie and Bert are now the accused, but they're denying being guilty. Well, that happens all the time. It happens all the time that people are accused of being guilty. We have witnesses who say that they're guilty, and then the accused denies it. So we believe the witnesses because the accused person or persons, you know, they can't act as both defendants and witnesses. So they're defendants. We don't believe them. So that'll be a reason why, a rationale why, when group two come in, Batman and Robin, and say that Ernie and Bert weren't there, there's nothing to contradict that testimony. Therefore, we believe that fact, that indeed Ernie and Bert were not at the scene of the crime. They're with Batman and Robin. Therefore, the Adam Zoman. And therefore, we will get due to them, kasher zamam lasos lachiv, like they conspired to do to their brother. Okay, that's the story outside. Inside, the Mishnah says as follows. Eina Adam Nasim Zoman, group one, Ernie and Bert, won't become Adam Zoman, ad shiyazomu es atzman, until they, meaning Batman and Robin, testify es atzmam against them personally, not about the fact at hand, but against specifically against Ernie and Bert, saying they could not be giving testimony because they are with us at the time they claim they were witnessing the alleged act. So you have to get your pencil out there and make a note that it's Yazomu is referring to Batman and Robin, group number two, saying that Atzman, they themselves, group number one, Ernie and Bert, are lying. So Ketzad, we illustrate now. Here's an illustration of actually what doesn't constitute Hazama. Amru me'idin anu be'ish ploni shaharigas ha'nefesh. So, step one, Ernie and Bert claim that Johnny killed someone. Amru lehen. And then group number two, Batman and Robin, say, he'eich atem ma'idim. How could you possibly testify about what Johnny did? Shaharei ne'erag zeh o'ha'horeg haya imanu b'oso yom b'mokom ploni. How could you say that Johnny killed Shimon when either A, Shimon was with us at the time you claim he was murdered, or Johnny was with us at the time you claim he did the murdering? So obviously you're lying. So in those scenarios, ain elu zomen. That would not turn Ernie and Bert into Adam Zomen. Why? Because the testimony that Batman and Robin are giving isn't about Ernie and Bert. It's about Johnny and his victim Shimon, or either of those two things. The point is, it's not about attacking the first set of witnesses, Ernie and Bert, directly. It's just about what they're testifying about. So that would be called hakasha, and it would be sort of a stalemate, and the bezin would sort of walk away from the din, not knowing what to do. Aval, however, amr lahem he'eich atem ma'idim, if Batman and Robin say, how could you, Ernie and Bert, testify about what Johnny did on Rosh Hashanah of this year, sharei atem ha'itim imanu ba'oso yom b'makom ploni. On Rosh Hashanah of this year, you weren't over there witnessing any murders. You're with us on vacation in Timbuktu. And therefore, you couldn't have known. So this is a direct attack on the claim that Ernie and Bert are making. They were in such a place at such a time to witness the crime of Johnny. So then, Hare Elu Zomin, that would be a scenario in which Ernie and Bert are Adam Zomin, the Neragan Alpiem, and potentially even Ernie and Bert will be killed based on the testimony, PM on the testimony of Batman and Robin, if indeed the testimony that Ernie and Bert were giving was about a crime for Johnny would otherwise be getting killed. So they'll get killed in his place even.